So our learning tonight is going to be Sfasa for Shalema for
Malka Shoshana.
That's Esther Bela. Hudas Bas Chayfar B'Soch Shar Chal Yisrael. So this Shabbos, we have a tremendous, tremendous chus to have Parshat Hazria, Parshat Chodesh, and also Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a trifecta type of Shabbos. So I thought to try to, instead of focusing on one part of Shabbos, try to talk a little bit of Tazria, a little bit of Achodesh, a little bit of Shchodesh Nisan, and then try to tie it in together. We have around 10 ideas. I don't know if we're going to get to all 10, but I like the number 10. Tonight is a very big yard site. Tonight's the yard site is from the Tefera Shlomo. Tefera Shlomo was the Rebbe of the Radomsk Rebbe. He was the first Rebbe of Radomsk. He's the Talmud of the Divrei Chai and the Talmud of Rechezkel of Kuzmir. And he's one of my favorite Tzvon. So I thought Chavtes Adar, which is tonight, was his yard site. We should quote an idea from him. The Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, very famously in the opening second Pasuk, Daber Abnei Yisrael, tell the children of Bnei Yisrael, Isha ki sazriya v'yalda zachar. A woman that get that had his the stone chumash translated, or when a woman conceives and gives birth to a male, the tama shavas yaman, and she gets matame for 7 days. Kimei nidas devosa tima, and she has to separate and she's contaminated for a 7 day period. So the Tefer Shlomo goes away from the halachic perspective of this whole idea. There's a lot of halachic ramifications when it comes to these things in nida. But he talks about it in a very practical avodas Hashem type of way. We're going to see the idea outside. And then we're going to say the idea inside. He says the following. He says, this world and the Olam Haz and Olam Haba are very much connected. The way we act towards Kodesh Baruch Hu acts to us. He quotes in the second paragraph over here. He says, the Baal Shem Tov used to say, we know the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem Tzilcha. Right, if you look in the second paragraph, it says here, Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is your shade. Says the Baal Shem Tov, Shekol ma sha'odem osu lamata, hinehu gorim shegam lamala yasa Kodesh Baruch Hu zos. The way what a person does down here, that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu does upstairs. That means a person has rachamim, and a person's nice to someone, even though he has every right to get upset at someone. Hashem says, hey, that guy's being nice to someone, he's causing me now to be ma'or rachamim upon him. That's what it means, Hashem's our shadow. Just think about it, just like when you walk outside and you have a little bit of a little lamp and your shade follows you, so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our shade. The way we act towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to act to us. And he goes to a whole idea that if you look in the first paragraph, he says, right, Perish Rashi, Isha Mizares Tchila V'yalda Zachar. If the woman winnows first, if she gives off her seed first, then it produces a Zachar. So it says over here, Biglal Avos Sha'arsu Ritzonecha, because of the Avos who do your will. Kodesh Baruch Hu can only do His will. Kodesh Baruch Hu can only give to us once we do for Him. Perish. Ha'avos osu haratzon Hashem Yisbarach. Once the Jews do the ratzon of Hashem, then lahashpia kol tov the Bnei Yisrael. Then Kodesh Baruch Hu could also do good for Klal Yisrael. And I think it's a tremendous, tremendous insight. So that's what he says. The pasuk means Isha ki sazria. So he says, Isha, who's the Isha? Isha is Klal Yisrael. Isha ki sazria, when you give off, when you do something for Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Yalda Zachar, then Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to be able to give back to you. Obviously, it's not Pashup Shat. You know, someone's looking for Pashup, it's not Pashup Shat. But he's giving us a deeper essence of this Pasuk. When a person goes out of their way for Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu will go out of their way for him. Just to, before we get to our next idea, this will be our second idea for the night. It's just a quick story. Moshe Weinberger once said this at Shalosh Shudis, and I remember calling him Sunday morning. I was frantic. I remember I was coming back from a certain trip, and I needed to know who the Rebbe was. So I called him. I said, Rebbe, who was the person you quoted the story from? He said, oh, it was the Rebbe of Kuzmir. And Tefera Shlomo's Rebbe was the Rebbe of Kuzmir, so it was Siyat Shmaya. So the story at Shalosh Shudis, you know, sometimes certain stories stick with you. This is a story that very much stuck with me over my life. Like, I had to hear the story around 5-6 years ago, at least. So the story goes, the Rebbe of Kuzmir was a very, very big tzaddik. He was a very big goon in Europe. He was leaving the Beis Midrash one night. And before he locked up, him and his gabbai were there. He said the following words. He said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, it should be a good nacht. It should be a good night for you, Bono Shalom. It should be a good nacht for you. Something very, very weird. Right? So the gabbai asked, right, and every good chassidish story, there's always a good gabbai. And then as Rebbe, like, what was the, like, you're telling, you're wishing Hashem a good night? Like, what is it, your wife? Like, were you wishing him a good night? What's the story? He said, I have to be honest with you. The way if it's going to be good for Kadosh Baruch Hu, then it's going to be good for Klal Yisrael. I'm telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, if it's going to be good for you, it should be good enough for you, then it will be good for us. The Rebbe was saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it should be good for you. Once it's good for you, then it will be good for us. A very cute mindset that goes together with this Torah from the Tefer Shlomo. Isha ki sazriya, when the Jews do something for good for Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Yal Dozacha, right? Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu is our shade. We do for Hashem, Hashem will do for us. So those are the first two ideas. Go to page 3. Page 3 is our one of our favorite safe svarim to quote on the Thursday night shir. From Rabbi Baruch Simon Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva University, the Talmud of Rav Shechter. We have this svarim actually right behind you, Doctor. I highly encourage in the next shelf over there. I highly encourage anyone who wants to get into Parsha, see a new Parsha insights. Imre Baruch is a very good place to start. So he says something, the same idea about doing for Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu does for us, but he says it in a different way connected to our Parsha. So he goes over here, Parsha Tazria. B'shanim u'beres, chal al-pi rov Shabbos ha-chodesh, b'shabbos shekorim ha-parshas Tazria. He says in most years, in a leap year, when it's a leap year, Kadosh Baruch Hu has it set. We're on page over here, page 2, sorry. Sorry, I meant the third idea on page 2, sorry. Page 2, the third idea, sorry. In a leap year, usually Tazria and ha-chodesh fall out together. When we came in, she had to in mikra ba'olim klal. Just like we know, there's no such thing as happenstance in the world. Everything is in hashkacha. Vada yishlimso shaychus v'chibur musuyim ben shnei parshios ha'ilu. He says there's got to be a connection between two parshios. We're not going to quote the way he connects it to Achodesh. We're just going to talk about the first part. So if you look in the parsha, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Vav Techet, I didn't photocopy the pesukim for you, but we'll just read them inside here. And he quotes the pesukim. Uben Los Gimei Yitimei Tahara Levena Levas. Someone who has a son or a daughter, Tavi Keves Ben Shana Sola Ola. He has to bring a certain type of carbon, right? Uben Yone Osola Chatzas. Right? No, excuse me. The mother. Right? The mother has to bring a certain type of carbon. Uben Yone Osola Chatzas a Pesach Olmoid Ela Kohen. Right? They have to bring a young dove or a turtle dove for the sin offering to the Olmoid to the Kohen. Pasuk Zayin. Just this is all introductory for the last pasuk. Vehikriva Lifnei Hashem Vechiper Aleha. And if you bring these commandments of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he will atone for her. Betarim Imkor Damel. This is the certain action a person has to do when you have a son or a daughter. There's a lot of Torah written why someone who gives birth has to bring a carbon. It's not for now. Maybe for next year. Maybe we'll focus on that. Someone gives birth to a child, and then the woman goes, how is that? What's the point? Why do they have to bring a carbon? It's not for now. Well, let's go on. And this is the Ikar Pasuk for us. The Imlom Simsa Yada Deisa, right? But if she cannot afford a sheep, the Lacha Shtei Sorim, she should take what? She should take two turtle doves, or Shnei B'nei Yonah, or two young doves. Echa La'ola V'Echa L'Chatas. One for a carbon Ola, and one for a carbon Chatas. Right, and one for a sin offering. And then the Kohen will purify her. So my Rebbe Rav Simon quotes on the bottom over here. Beautiful, beautiful insight. If you go on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down, quotes the Rashi. Rashi quotes the following thing in Gemara Zvachim. Shebeemes komakum, and I hope I get this idea right because I literally had to read this 5 times. Hopefully, we'll say it right over. Shebeemes komakum shemakriven chatas veola hachatas kodemes. Any place says the Gemara where there's a chatas and there's a ola, the chatas is always mentioned first. Velo hiktim hakosuv kan esa ola elo lemikra. But the pasuk here only mentions what? You're right. It only mentions the word the ola before chatas, right? Am I getting that right? It only mentions ola before chatas just for the Torah, just before lemikra. Right, exactly. Just for lemikra, right? Rashi says lemikra. But the way that it was brought, chatas kodemes. So basically, very pashup shot. In the pasuk, it says ola before chatas, right? Usually, it's always a chatas before the ola, right? Usually, it's always a chatas before the ola. But here, it's just for written in the Torah. It's only for the mikra that the chatas is brought first. So he says such a beautiful insight. Go to page 3. Such a beautiful insight from the Kedushas Levi. Why is it? If the whole idea the chatas comes first in the mikra, then why do you mention ola first in the pasuk, right? Well, what's the whole point? Your whole point is to be that the chatas should come first in the avoda. Why in the pasuk? If you look in pasuk ches, perek yud beis pasuk ches, it says ola and then chatas. What's going on here? So hold that thought for 1 second. Hold that right there. But he quotes the Kedushas Levi. We know it's from the Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev, one of the classical Hasidic Svarim. I think I should have quoted you this inside, but maybe we'll do it for next week or in 2 weeks. Bezus Hashem. Says the Kedushas Levi, and we'll see it inside in a second. There are four names for Pesach, but we're only going to focus on two. Chag HaMatzos and Pesach. Chag HaPesach. So it's just like a husband is always looking out for a wife, and a wife is always looking out for a husband, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always looking out for Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael looking out for Hashem. When the Torah says Chag HaMatzos, what does Chag HaMatzos refer to? When Klal Yisrael, they didn't wait for the bread to rise. Hashem said, it's time to leave, it's time to get out of here. What happened? Klal Yisrael ran out. So listen to what the Kedushas Levi says. Every single time it says Chag HaMatzos, it's Hashem praising us. Look what you Klal Yisrael did. You left at the time Egypt. You went into a far land. Arab Eretz Elo Zaruah. You didn't have any food. You didn't have anything. You didn't have all the Pesach programs. You didn't have any of your kosher Pesach food. Right? And you went out and you trusted in me. What's Chag HaPesach? What's Chag HaPesach? What does Pesach mean? To pass on over. Who does that refer to? That refers to Hashem. That's us giving praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? We're giving praise. So says the Kedushas Levi. If you look inside over here, around 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. It says, Dehine Ksiv, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, I am to my beloved is to me. Tehainu, She'anu Misapim Shvacho Shekharish Baruch Hu, Lekharish Baruch Hu Misapir Shevach Shayisrael. Hashem talks about our praise, and we talk about His praise. Chag HaMatzos, Hashem is referring to our greatness for leaving, and Shevach, and Ksudi Chag HaPesach, we refer to Kharish Baruch Hu's greatness for passing over houses and not killing our firstborns. And he says you could actually see this insight brought down in the Gemara Brachos on Vav Amin Aleph. How? We know the Gemara tells us there that Hashem wears tefillin, and we wear tefillin. Let's start with us. What's written in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Says the Gemara, how great is the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem is one. Hashem's name is one. So that's us praising Hashem. What's written in Hashem's tefillin? And Hashem's tefillin is not written Shema Yisrael. You know what's written in Hashem's tefillin? Says the Gemara in Brachos, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael, who is like my nation? There's no one like my nation. It says the Kedushas Levi. That's the whole point. The whole point of Pesach is for us to realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and we have to realize how much we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Chag HaMatzos refers to Hashem sharing His love for us, for leaving even without food. Chag HaPesach refers to our Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now how do we bring this idea back now? So the why is it, let's see if we could say this right, why is it that the Chatas comes first in the Mikra, why does the Ola come first in the Pasuk? Why does the Ola come first in the Pasuk? If we really bring the carbon chatas first, then the Ola. So it should say chatas, then Ola. But why does it say Ola, then chatas? Says my Rebbe, let's just see it inside. And this is the Ach Pri Tvua. This is Rabbi Sam, the Ach Pri Tvua. It says, Apizeh Biyar Ach Pri Tvua. Another Chassidus Sefer. Inyan Hakdama Sa'ola Lemikra Gamkin Al Darach Zeh. It's the reason why the Ola is brought first. It's to this specific reason. Ki Ha'ola Hidoron La'Hashem Isparach V'Hachatas Himichaperas Alina. The Ola, right? The Ola is what? The Ola is us praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? The Ola is us saying, giving us the gift of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the Chatas is Hashem forgiving us for the sin offering is Hashem forgiving us. Lachain. So why do we read it first? Lachain anu tzrichen likros as the Ola kodem. Says practically we always bring the Chatas before the Ola, but in the Torah we say Ola first. Why? V'bnei she'anu mechavnim ha'ikar l'shmo yisparach. We are looking out for Hashem. So in the Torah, right? I mean, it doesn't really work out so well. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, but Moshe maybe specifically had this year. We're looking out for Kadosh Baruch Hu, so we specifically put the Ola first, right? The Ola first that we're giving to you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Aval Hashem Yisparach Hu Osir L'Maninu. Hashem, right? Exactly, the way we read it. Exactly, the way we read it, the way we do for Him. But really, what is Hashem? What do we do in the Beis Hamikdash? Right? We bring the Chatas first. We say we have to do our part. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu does the Ola. Aval Hashem Yisparach Hu Osir L'Maninu V'Lachin Sivil HaHakri V'Chatas Shona, Shila Tovasin al-Khapar Lana. But we bring our Chatas, and then we bring the Ola. So at the end of the day, might be a little confusing. Just want to wrap that idea one more time. Just like Chag HaPesach refers to Hashem passing over our houses, and that's us praising Hashem. Chag HaMatzos refers to Hashem praising us. The carbon chatas, why do we read, I keep on mixing it up. Why do we read Ola and then chatas? Ola's, right, if we bring the chatas before the Ola. Because we want to show Kadosh Baruch Hu that we're ready to bring the Ola even before our bringing our chatas, right? We bring our Ola before you bring the chatas. Hashem says, no, Hashem says it's okay, and then no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you bring the chatas, and then I'll bring the oleg. Don't worry about me. Hashem says you do your part, and we'll do our part. But we dafka do it the opposite, right? We dafka, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do the oleg for you, and then we'll do the chatas. A beautiful insight from the Sefer Ach Pitvu, according to the beautiful Kedusha Slavi. A little confusing. I hope everyone got it.
No, the I've heard before.
Yeah, no, the bird different trip.
The way he ties into
the bird different is beautiful, but the way he ties into this is mamish beautiful, a beautiful insight. So that was our third idea for the night. Our fourth idea and our fourth final idea on Parshas Tazria will be from the Sefer called Pachad David. Who is the Pachad David? I'll be honest with you. I met him once. He's a very, very big tzaddik. I don't know where he's from, but one of my cousins holds by him like Kodesh Kodashim. His name is Rav David Hananya Pinto. He's the son of Moshe Aaron Pinto. Not the Rav Pinto who's been in the news for a lot of crazy things. This person is a tremendous, tremendous tzaddik, a tremendous Gaon Olam. A lot of people go to him for brachas, and my cousin told me like some pretty crazy stories about him. I was introduced to his svarim in the YU Svardi Beit Midrash, in the Beit Midrash. So And the last time my sister went to be able to get a bracha from him, I asked her to pick up this sefer. It's a beautiful, beautiful. He travels and speaks a lot. He travels and speaks a lot. Very possible that he was here. So tremendous, tremendous tzaddik. So if you go to page 4 over here, he writes in Pachad David Parshas Tazria. He talks about the amazing ability to be able to give tzedaka in the month of Nisan, because the pasuk says Isha ki Tazria. The Yalda Zachar, right? Pasha Pshat, a woman who sows first and then gives birth to a Zachar. We don't have time to be able to go through the whole thing right here over here, but he basically says, if you go to the last paragraph over here on the bottom, he says the following: Isha ki Hazriya b'Yalda Zachar, the Hainu, Ayidei Hazriya shal Tzedakah, through the planting of Tzedakah, when a person goes out of their way, they're able to go help out Aniyim, right? With the whole, it's brought down in Yerushalmi, he writes it over here, in the month of Nisan, even in Yerushalmi, they would collect money for the poor people, specifically in the month of Nisan, who couldn't afford Pesach. It says Isha Kisazriel Zachar, through the planting of tzedakah, through giving tzedakah, ki oz vial de zachar, then you'll be zocha to give birth to a male. What does that mean, give birth to a male? Not practically. Yichashiv adover shehitzil nefesh achas miyisrael. Right? You save a soul in Judaism. You save a Jewish soul. The yal de zachar, give birth to a soul. When you give tzedakah, you're helping another Jew. You're helping another Jew live and celebrate Pesach. You're literally giving life. You're literally giving life to Jews. You know that's what the Gemara Sanhedrin says, right? You save one soul, it's like you saved a whole world. That's why, if you've ever seen the movie Defiance, one of my favorite Holocaust movies, right? This family that was in the... I highly encourage the... to watch it. It's basically about this story, how these, I'm sure you've seen it, that this family, I forgot the name, Belsky, the Belsky brothers, they ran into the forest and they ran away from the Nazis. So there's a machlokas between two of the older brothers, where they should take in a lot of people as much as they can, or at the end of the day it was gonna hurt them, because they got too many people. So one of the things that one of the brothers said, I remember in the story, was said, if you every soul that you save, it's like you're saving another world, right? So says the Rav David Pinto, Isha Kisazria, if you go out of your way to go plant, to go help another Jew on a Pesach, right? If you saw Rabbi Goldberg had a beautiful article last week on Moos Chitim, the Yolda Zachar, it's like you're giving birth to another person. It's like you're giving life to another person. And at the end of the day, you know, every person can be able to give up what they can, but Pinisan is a time of giving, right? I mean, it's ever in the beginning, right? The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with us is the way we act with Him. Hashem Silcha, Hashem is our shade. The way we act with Him, that'll be the way we act with us. So if we go out of our way to give tzedakah and give chesed to other people, Kosh Baruch will shower us with his chesed, with His kindness. Just to say a quick maysa about this. This doesn't count as the fifth, but this is like 4B. That was 4A, this is 4B. We said this story over earlier in the year. Basically, but now it's Pesach, so we have to say it over. It was right after the Holocaust, right after the war. And the Vishnitzer Rebbe was getting... was collecting a lot of so we'll say the story over for anyone who didn't hear it the first time, but it's good to say over Mises. Basically, I think this is the Vishnitzer. Basically, Vishnitzer got right after the Holocaust. He got some matzos, and he didn't have so many. So what did he do? He decided, I'm gonna give out to the Rebbeim, and the Rebbeim decided who to give him out to. What happened was, he got a knock at his door about a week and a half before Pesach, and it was the Skolena Rebbe's son. He said, sorry, Rebbe, I heard you're giving out matzahs. Do you have a matzah for me? He's like, sure, here's your matzah. I have your name tag over here, the Skolena Rebbe. Very good. So I have to be honest with you, Rebbe, with all due respect, Vishnitzer Rebbe, my father told me not to come home with that too. And if I come home with one, he told me not to come home. It's really crazy. We're just came out of the Holocaust. You know what I did just to be able to get this, these matzahs? Are you crazy out of your mind? So listen, Rabbi, this is what my father said. Keep it off. Get out of my father. So listen, I don't know whatever, but I'm going to give you, here's two. And he goes, and he goes home. Erev Pesach, the Vizhasur gets a knock, I'm sure you remember, the Vizhasur gets a knock at the door, and it's the Sklan Rabbi Son. He's like, Shalom Aleichem, what's going on? He said, I have a matzah for you. He's like, what? Like, I thought you needed two. I thought you said you needed two. So no, my father told me that he knew that you give away even your matzah, so he took a matzah for you, able to make sure that you would have matzah for Pesach. And I told, as we said at the time, there's two perspectives you can look at that story. You can look at the story that the Vizhitzer Rebbe actually gave away his matzah, that other Jews can fulfill their mitzvah, their chiyuv of having matzah. Or you can look at maybe even the same or maybe a higher level, that the Sklan Rebbe was not only worried about his mitzvah, but he was already foreseeing, he was already looking towards the future, that his friend, you know, his friend the Vizhitzer Rebbe would give away his matzah. Beautiful, beautiful matzah. Just a chazer, just before we go on, we saw the beautiful Torah from Tver Shlomo. Isha Kisas Riyav Yalda Zacha. A person goes out of the way for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu go out of the way from Isha Kisas Riyav. If you go out of the way for Hashem, the Yalda Zacha. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu go out for you. Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is our shadow. Then we saw the beautiful idea why in the Pasuk, Achatas comes, why the Ola comes first before the Chatas. We said because it's showing that give and take relationship between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. We give to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives to us. The third, that was the third idea. The second idea was told the Rabbi of Kuzma's story, and he said it should be a good Tanakh. That was the third idea about the Karban Ola coming before the Karban Chatas. The fourth idea was how the month of Nisan, Isha Kisazriel, Vialda Zacha. If you go out of your Kisazriel, give Tztaka, then you'll be Vialda Zacha, then you'll be Zocha, to be able to save Jews, and there's nothing bigger and better than that. Now we're going to transition the rest of the Shir to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, and different Achodesh ideas. So go to page 5, sorry, we're going a little quick over here, just for time's sake, I'm going to try to get everything in. But Tafasim Rubalo Tafasa, so if you can't get everything in, it's going to be okay if we only get to 8 or 9. Page 5 is from a very, very, very special rabbi that I just got introduced to in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Rav Aram Elimelech Biederman. He's a tremendous mashpia in Eretz Yisrael. He has such beautiful insights on the Parsha. And I, to be honest with you, I send an email to a person and I get this for free. So every Monday or Tuesday I get things in the mail, 20, 30 pages, and it's beautiful, beautiful svarim. So he quotes over here a beautiful idea in the thing he just put out this week in the sefer called Be'er HaParsha, Tazriya HaChodesh. He quotes the Rebbe of Sadeh Ger. And this is the old Harbei Tzadikim, who says that when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, it's such a special thing that it's even on a higher level than a Yontif. Says the Rebbe Sadeh Ger, let's just see it inside. Sheve Musaf Dir B'Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Matzino Chiddush Nifla She'anu Kein B'Shar Mo'adim Uzmanim. He says when it comes to Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we find the Chiddush. I think he's trying to play a little play on words. So we find something very special, something new. We don't find about other holidays. Says like this. V'hu Shalom Musaf Dir B'Shabbos Zu Niskana Bracha Miyuchedes. He said we have a specific new bracha that we have on Shabbos Musaf. What happens? We call Atayat Tzarta, right? But what happens if Shabbos falls out with Yom Tov? We still say the same Shabbat, right? It's still the same to you. And we add a little bit of Yontif in. Says Rabbi Sadeh Ger. Lo nitake kach b'shar zmanu kigon b'shabbat shechal b'yontif. Mespala manusach sheyontif. Maskin bo Shabbos, right? We say the nusach of Yontif and then we mention Shabbos, right? In the Kaddish, ha Shabbos b'yisro b'azmanin. But what happens, right? Shabbos chomoy, mespala nusach shel Shabbos, maskin bo esamoy, right? Shabbos chomoy, we talk about Shabbos and then we mention chomoy. However, but here, but here we don't mention the tefillah of Shabbos or the tefillah of Rosh Chodesh. What do we have? Ela nusach miyuchad leShabbos Rosh Chodesh. We have a special tefillah for not just for Shabbos and not just for Rosh Chodesh, not just for Yom Tov, but especially Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Atayat Tzarta lamedcha gedula Shabbos zu, to show you how great this Shabbos is. When Shabbos falls on Rosh Chodesh, it's a tremendous, tremendous thing. I mean, if you go to page number 6, he continues.
He doesn't say why, but
he's going to go into it right now. He quotes the sefer over here called the Mor of Hashemesh, and that was our fifth idea. The sixth idea is the Mor of Hashemesh, who says very nice, like why? Okay, so you say a different tefillah on it, but at the end of the day, why is it that if Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh fall together? Why is it so special? So it says over here. Look at the bottom over here. Says Lezeh Barah Avakodesh Hamor Veshemesh. The more Veshemesh explains. The Gila Lano Kilochen Nasim Lano Kodesh Baruch Hu Adam is Mane Kodesh Shebehem Kodesh Baruch Hu Miskara Biyori Lesoch Batena Batena Nefer. Kodesh Baruch Hu comes down to us and is close to us in our homes, in our souls, specifically in special holidays. Go to, skip a few lines. Ubeprat Veshabbos Veshchodesh says the more Veshemesh. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'haya Midei Chodesh Bechadsho Umidei Shabbos Beshabso Yavo Kol Baso Leshachbos Lefnei Amar Hashem. It says like this. V'hine, kisherosh chodesh chalios b'shabes, right? He says that pasuk is a remes or chodesh that falls on a Shabbos.
That's the
haftorah. Right, that's the haftorah for the Shabbos, very good. That's the haftorah for the Shabbos, very good. V'hine, kisherosh chodesh chalios b'shabes, az yesh aliyah gedola l'shchina ma'on ma'on. When Shabbos falls on Rosh Chodesh, the shchina, the gilu shchina, the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at tefillah on that Shabbos is on a higher level than a regular Shabbos. V'nasa yichur gadol ba'olam asa al-yonam yoser kfula mechpels nishaya Rosh Chodesh b'chol. And he says that it's the tremendous level of holiness. He doesn't, you know, sometimes Hasidic Reform doesn't, they don't have to say how. Someone telling me something about something very special, I do my due diligence and I believe it. He says that if Rosh Chodesh falls on a random Tuesday and it falls on Shabbos, the Kedusha, the closeness of the ability for a person to do tshuva is on such a higher level when Shabbos falls on Rosh Chodesh. Right? V'al ken yecholim kol basar l'natik atzmos me'agashmis. A person is able to save himself and fix himself from all the gashmias, lachzor b'tshuva shlema yoser mishar Rosh Chodesh. Person able to do tshuva on a greater level, right? We know the whole point that Rosh Chodesh we have. Every Jew in Eretz Yisrael, Jews do this a lot in Erev Yom Kippur Katan. Jews fast right before Rosh Chodesh. We said this in Musaf. Rosh Chodesh is a time that we're able to come, be able to get tshuva. And this is what he says over here. V'zeh, this is what the pasuk says. V'haya midei chodesh bechotshu, midei Shabbos b'shabto. What does it mean? T'hainu. K'sheyocha Rosh Chodesh b'shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, he says this in a little bit of a remez de gavort. Azai then, yavo kol basar l'shachvos l'fnei Hashem. Then a Jew is able to go bow down to Kadosh Baruch Hu and feel the closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. L'vishah k'tusha tia gedola ala ma'od ma'od. Then a person can be able to do tremendous tshuva. At the end of the day, we said this earlier, and I think a couple weeks ago. There's two times of year to do tshuva. There's tshuva meira, which is Rosh Chodesh, which is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, doing tshuva out of fear. And tshuva me'ava, doing tshuva out of love. Adar and Nisan, at times the Chiddush brings us down, that Adar and Nisan, the times we have to do tshuva out of love. We see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. All we want to do is come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Specifically, when Rosh Chodesh falls on a Shabbos, it's a special time for us to be able to do tshuva. It's a special time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us in our lives. Beautiful, beautiful insight of the Maor v'Shemesh. We're up to our seventh idea from the Maor Einayim on page 7. Who is the Maor Einayim? Maor Einayim was Reb Nachum of Chernobyl. He's a very, very beautiful, beautiful, one of the classical Hasidic from as well. And he quotes over here. We quoted this earlier in the week, but I didn't know where it was, and I found it finally, and found it over here in the Sefer Kol of Kedecha Sicha and Parsha Sav. He says, not only is Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos a special thing, but Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and specifically the month of Nisan itself, is a very, very special month. Look inside over here, around 5 lines down. I'm sorry for going too quick. I apologize, but I'm just trying to go forward. Every holiday, a Jew is able to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to get past those things that hold him back. Says the Maor Einayim, if we didn't have the holiday of Chag HaMatzos, we didn't have the Chag HaPesach, we would not be able to fight off all the kochos of the entire year. And this is what he says in Parsha Sav. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Benisan Asida, right? Benisan Benisan Higal, we were redeemed, and Uba Asidon Benisan Higal, we will also be redeemed. What does that mean? Okay, well, just because we were redeemed once in Nisan, Pesach happened in Nisan. So what does that mean that in Nisan we'll also be redeemed? So says the Maor Einayim. Let's just see it outside for time's sake. Says the Maor Einayim. Every Jew has the ability to be able to tap into the koach of Geula, the koach of redemption that we had the first Nisan. And that's what it means. But Nisan are sitting legal. When this time of Nisan comes, when this time of Nisan kicks into the year, Yachol Latzis Mikanus Legalus Kemo Bepam Rishon. A person is able to expand from a place of smallness to a place of greatness. It means if a person right now is struggling for whatever in their Avodah Hashem, the month of Nisan comes in, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if I see a Jew trying to get closer to me, the month of Nisan is such a high level, it's such a time of closeness, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to bring him in. It's a time of tremendous closeness. Just as we were redeemed at Nisan in the first Nisan, what does it mean we'll be in the future redeemed? Not just does it mean Mashiach times, just and we mean Mashiach also. But it also means that a Jew is looking for the Geula in their own life. A Nisan is the specific time a Jew is able to come back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and do tshuva to him. And then he quotes the Sefer Panim Yofos. He says, this is our eighth idea, we'll just quote it outside. He says, every single year, a person goes out of Mitzrayim. We know we say in the Haggadah, Hoshem HaShana Chayiv Adam Nerz Tzatzko Ki'ilu Hu Yatsu Mitzrayim, right? Every Jew has to view themselves as if they're leaving Egypt. We know the famous Rambam, the Rambam says, Laharos Tzatzma, a person has to show that he's leaving. Says the Sefer Panim Yafos. Not only does the person go out, but he says, the same Kedusha, the same or that happened in the time of Egypt, however many years it happened ago, right? The same thing, the same Kedusha happens every single Seder night. The Jewish people are obviously not physically taken out, but spiritually, they're taken out from Egypt. When it comes to Seder night, when it comes this year, this week, Be'ez Hashem, in 2 weeks from tomorrow night, right? 2 weeks. 2 weeks? Yeah, it's really pretty scary. 2 weeks. Are Jews able to be able to feel the Kedusha, the same Kedusha that we had from the time that Moshe Rabbeinu took us out from Egypt? So just to go over that idea. We saw the idea for the Moray Naim, who said that at the end of the day, just like we were redeemed in the past in Nisan, we will be redeemed in the future in Nisan. What does that mean? That a Jew is able to come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu specifically in the time of Nisan. Just like we came out of Mitzrayim, we were redeemed in Nisan. A Jew, any single time you enter into the month of Nisan, Nisan is a time of tremendous closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But this closeness doesn't only refer to the month of Nisan, but also that refers to the same Kedusha that happened the Seder night. That'll be the ultimate, the climax level of that closeness. That was our eighth beautiful idea from the Sefer Panim Yofos. Our ninth and tenth idea tonight will be attributed to Hachodesh ideas, right? We quoted four ideas that I believe four ideas from Parshas Tazria. We had a couple of smaller ideas about the Kolach of Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, that Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos has a tremendous closeness of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we saw the Kolach of the tremendous closeness of the month of Nisan. The last two ideas will be from a grandfather and his grandson, the Chiddush Harim and the Sas Emes, about all Parshas of Chodesh is all about. First, we'll quote from the Zayde, the Chiddush Harim. I was once zochet to be at their kever. They're buried in Poland, they're buried right next to each other. We know that Chiddush Harim was the first Ger Rebbe, and the Sas Emes was the second Ger Rebbe. What happened to the son? So from what I've heard, I haven't seen this inside of Sefer, but my Rebbeim have told me that the Sas Emes' father died when he was a very, very young boy. So the Sas Emes grew up in his grandfather's house. He grew up in the Chiddush Harim's house. Says the Chiddush Harim, he says that we know Rosh Chodesh. Why is it called Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of the month? He says Rosh Chodesh gives the ability to the whole rest of the month. Meaning, Kadosh Baruch Hu infused within Klal Yisrael the ability to renew themselves every single beginning of the month, right? Every single beginning of the month, we say Hallel. What are we saying Hallel for? We're saying Hallel to Kadosh Baruch Hu that the Klal Yisrael now have this ability to renew themselves. But he says specifically this essence of this mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, this ability to renew themselves, specifically has a tremendous connection to the month of Nisan. How? It says over here, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Mashpia Koach V'Ischachos Al Shana Kula. It says the same way Rosh Chodesh gives Shefa, gives a tremendous blessing to the rest of the month. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is, we know, we got the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Nisan gives Ischachos for the whole entire year. V'Chol Chachei Hashana Mi'irim Mikor Chodesh Nisan. And the whole year gets light and gets tremendous strength from the source of Nisan. Because that's what the pasuk means. Rishon hulachem. What does it mean? Rishon hulachem. It's very extraneous. Rishon hulachem. This should be the first for you. What does it mean? Rishon hulachem. What does it mean? Rishon hulachem. Lechadshei hashana. The Nisan, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, should be the beginning of all the ischachos from the entire year. So when it comes down to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, not a stam day. This Shabbos is very, very, very important. We know the Chazal tells us. But, right, exactly. The famous machlokas in the Gemara that says that. That there's machlokas when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create the world. Was it Rosh Chodesh Tishrei or Rosh Chodesh Nisan? And I believe that we said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided b'machshava. I think the Gemara says this, or maybe Tosaf says that over there, that it was b'machshava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create the world. He decided and thought to create the world, but only in action did he create it in the month of Tishrei. But what does it mean? Rishon hulachem. It's the beginning of that. It's the beginning of that. It's the beginning of Ischachos. Rosh Chodesh Nisan gives Ischachos the power of newness, the power of being able to start anew for the rest of the months of the year. But every Rosh Chodesh does that for the month. But the same way Rosh Chodesh does that for the month, Rosh Chodesh Nisan does that for all the entire year. Beautiful vort from the Chiddushim. Finally, the tenth and final idea, the Mesfas Emes, a Yehuda Leib of Ger, Rav, the Sfas Emes, a beautiful, beautiful idea. Becomes itself the law. He says, we know the famous idea that brought down the Gemara in Yevamos. It says, Ger, Shenis Ger, Kikotach No Domi. A Ger who kind of converts, it's like someone who becomes new again. He says, what does that mean that Rosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of Chodesh HaZalachem? He gave us a mitzvah to have a Jewish calendar. Very nice. He says, an incredible idea. A person can't just decide one day, I want to start fresh. He says, you want to know how a person has the ability to start fresh? It only happens when a person decides to take upon himself Ol Malchus Shemayim, when he takes upon himself something new in his Avos Hashem. It says over here, three lines down. You know what it says? Why it says, right? Rishon hu lachem, it should be for you. It's only for you, for Klai Yisrael leaving Egypt. Hachidah shal b'rilas ha'olam, ha'arei hu lachol ha'brum asher p'nei ha'adam. Ulam hachidah zeh. You want to know how to start fresh in your Avodah Hashem? You want to know what it means, Parshas HaChodesh in Judaism? You want to know what it means, says the Sfas Emes? Ha'yidei kabalas o machu shemayim. Hu hachidah ha'ikari. You want to know what it means to have his chachos in your life? It starts with Kabbalah's Om HaChushman. Once a person takes upon themselves to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a different way, in a new way, then a person can feel his chachos in their life. And I feel like this happens all the time. You know, I just started learning. One thing that I haven't been so good this year, learning Mishnayos. I've been very bad. So I started learning Mishnayos a little bit here, a little bit. I'll leave it in my car whenever I have 2 minutes, 2 minutes here, 2 minutes there. I feel such a newness in my Avodas Hashem that I never felt before. Right? A person can only feel something new once it has something to do with Avodas Hashem. You start watching a new TV show. I never had that feeling. I know sometimes I need a break. You start watching a new the NBA playoffs are starting. You know, start watching following a new team. I don't feel that same essence of freshness and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Might be very relaxing and very nice, but you want to know what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to feel new in your life. You want to feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It starts with Kabbalah's Om HaKadosh Shemayim. Just like Klal Yisrael got the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh in Yisias Mitzrayim, but it happened when they took upon themselves mitzvahs. They took upon themselves Milo. They took upon themselves the Karban Pesach. That's what it means to have his chachos in the life. And that was the 10th and final idea. So it's my tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this Shabbos, we should be zocher, be able to take all the ideas we learn about Isha Kisaz, really all the zocher, that the same way we act to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem should act to us. We should be zocher to tap into the Kedusha of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, but not only Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, be able to tap into the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Bez Hashem, if we do this, we zocher to have a beautiful, beautiful year, a gesunte year, and a good year from health, good year of panasa. And Bez Hashem, we should be zocher to have the Karan Pesach in the Shalom Yer Kodesh. Bez Hashem, come 2 weeks. Have a beautiful Shabbos and a good Chodesh.